I'm part of Concert Chronicles, which is a newer publication that started last year. And this is my first interview, and I just want you to know that I'm really excited to interview you guys. First one ever, and it's my favorite band. So can you guys introduce yourselves?
Yeah.
My name is Alex. I sing in Sea of Treachery.
I'm Christian, and I play guitar.
Nice. So I'm not like your regular interviewer. Do you guys have any hidden talents that's weird?
I'm a pretty surprisingly good marksman.
I have a photographic memory with maps.
You said math?
Maps.
Maps? Oh.
I'm good at math too, but like if I've gone somewhere ever, I can remember how to get there.
That sounds exactly like me. I came here once and ever since then, I remember how to get here. So Wonderland came out in 2009, which is one of my favorite albums. Do you guys have any interesting facts about the writing process for that album?
Well, it was an interesting record because it was after the band had left Sumerian, and it was a completely different lineup, of which I was a part. And the person who wrote the majority of the guitar parts was a then, at the time, 17-year-old from Canada that his parents just let him come live with me in Kentucky. And then we moved to California, and we recorded that album at Lambesis Studios. And I think probably something that a lot of people don't know is that Josh, who is now in Spirit Box, played the bass on that album.
Holy shit. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, like, do you have any funny stories about the writing process or any studio stories?
My favorite studio story. So there were two different studios at Tim's house that we recorded it in. And there was like an old pop-punk band. I'm not going to mention who it was. But there was an old pop-punk band using the nicer studio. And they were fairly local, so people kept trying to impress them. So there was one night, it was just the singer there finishing up some mixing, and some friend of his, or somebody that wanted to be a friend of his, who owned a sushi restaurant, dropped off like probably $1,000 worth of food and like sake and Japanese beer. The guy walked out, took one plate of food, one beer, one bottle of sake, and just says, "You guys can have the rest of it." So we lived off that for like 2 weeks.
Which I'm sure was very good for your stomachs, you know, eating fish, eating sushi for 2 weeks.
Christian, do I eat fish?
No.
What I had was fine.
Yeah.
So when you're a band, you take what you get, honestly. Especially like when you're on tour, you just get what you get on gas stations and everything. You just can't be picky. The tour life.
Yeah. This is true.
So I know you guys are touring again. How does it feel being back on the road?
I mean, I'm really glad to be back out and doing it again. I feel sick today, unfortunately, which is the only downside is like when you're out, obviously you don't get the comforts of home, you know? And so when you're feeling under the weather, it's a little bit, it feels like it hits you a little harder because you're like sleeping in a van a decent amount of time. But, you know, we're lucky enough where we're sleeping in the hotel tonight, get some rejuvenation. But overall, I'm super glad to be back out. I'd rather be doing this than work, you know, ever.
Yeah.
So it's great. And the fact that we still have the ability to come out and do it and play new music for people is pretty special to us.
Yeah. I'll just add that everything hurts all the time because I'm old.
You got to start stretching with us.
You can't be
shows,
that
bro.
Old.
He's like only 52.
Yeah, 75.
Wait, really? 52? No. Okay, I'm like, you look good for 52. I was about to say. So is there any like horror stories when you guys were on the road? Like any crazy fans, awful venues?
Obviously we're not gonna name either of those things by name. But both of those things happen from time to time. With fans, it's different than venues because no matter how sometimes overbearing people can be, we know that they're excited to see us and they're looking forward to it. And we don't tour very often, so, you know, there are a lot of people who've never had a chance to see us that have wanted to see us for a very long time. And
it's kind of flattering, too, in a way, because,
yeah.
Like, you know, I've been that person to bands that I really admire. And in my mind, those bands are like on a completely different level than us. So when someone's like excited to see me in that same way, it's very much so like, okay, well, this person thinks I'm way cooler than I am.
A lot of venues aren't great, but a lot of it's because, you know, especially if we're headlining, we're obviously not playing giant ballrooms, and, you know, the people that want to bring us to their town, they book the show where they can. So sometimes we're not always on the same page with the venue necessarily, because the venue didn't book us sometimes. But by and large, we always try to make the best of the situation. We, you know, we're good Southern boys, and we try to be polite and wholesome. Yeah. And
I think that goes a long way.
Yeah, you know, learning the sound technician's name, learning the promoter's name, learning the bartender's name, you know.
Lots of thank yous and pleases.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from the north, so I'm not used to the Southern hospitality just yet.
We clean up after ourselves, and a lot of bands like to leave a mess. And we like to leave things at least as nice as we found.
Good, because sometimes people just leave a mess, and...
Yeah,
and then people wonder why promoters don't, you know, rebook them at shows. It's just a hassle.
Yeah, leave a good taste in their mouth, you know.
Yeah.
As opposed to being rude and messy.
Yeah.
That's our main goal, man, typically, with that.
Unless they're an asshole, then we just fight them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Christian fights them. Okay, fine.
I'll join you. So 2023. In 2024, they had a lot of announcements for bands, you know, I mean, tours after tours. Is there any bands that are on tour right now that you guys would, like, dream of being a part of? I mean, May is completely packed with tour after tour, back to back. Like, everybody's entangling with each other.
All right, so I got a band. If we're talking about bands that are definitely further along their path than we are, I would say I want to go on the road with Psilosis, Malevolence, and Black Dahlia Murder. Love those bands. Some of my favorite bands. And then if it's bands that are kind of newer and just starting out, but that I think are incredible and have, like, the world of potential ahead of them, is I'm obsessed with this band called Life Cycles from Texas. And it's super... strange how the world works, right? So he sent me a video of this band at like 4 a.m, and my current job, I have to wake up like extremely early. I'm never up late anymore. So I normally don't watch videos that he sends me at 4 a.m. for a multitude of reasons. No. But so
the
usually,
special ones you do.
Yeah. So I usually miss the stuff he sends me in the middle of the night, but I just happened to be like awake getting some water, watched it, fell in love with this band. And then I realized that the bass player for this band is this guy named Eugene that I met at the Come and Take It Live venue when we played the Texas Independence Fest in
2019.
And he's just a guy I randomly ran into outside, and we started talking about how we both like Kiesel guitars and stuff. And he showed me his whole collection on his phone. He shows me this band, I fall in love with them, and then I start looking at the members, and I'm like, I know him, like, somewhat, you know? Like, I met him on tour. That's what a small world. But yeah, I want to take Life Cycles and go on tour really badly. Psilosis take us.
I like a lot of the younger.
Do you think they're gonna mind if I light up here?
I don't know, but we're on an interview right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. What's your name and what's your favorite color?
Raven and purple.
All
perfect.
Right.
Perfect.
Purple haze, apparently. I like a lot of the newer, like, kind of, like, metalcore revival bands. I'd really like to tour with, Dying Wish, Foreign Hands, a band from South Carolina that I'm obsessed with that has stayed at my house a couple times called Your Spirit Dies.
Photographed them, yep.
Love those dudes. But yeah, I mean, a lot, you know, I want to go on tour with bands that we toured with a long time ago, too, because it's fun. Like, the first tour we ever did with the band as a band was with Born of Osiris, Veil of Mine, After the Burial. And we were all kids, other than Lee, who was in After the Burial at the time, who I just did the math, and he is 58 years old.
Lee? From Born of Osiris?
No,
from the bass player.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He could probably still dunk a basketball, though, because he's 7 feet tall. No, but, like, it's really cool every time I get to run into those bands. It would be fun to just... be old men on tour instead of a bunch of 21-year-old punks.
Yeah, hopefully they'd be okay with. They'd obviously have to open for us because we're so much bigger than them. But
yeah, I mean, the reality of it is bands, almost no matter how big you are, you don't get to pick who you tour with, and that's what's really special about the tour we're on right now. Is because I booked the tour myself, and we put our friends on it, and that has made it one of the most fun tours we've ever done.
That's what I was going to ask, like, how did you figure out the lineup for this tour?
We asked our homies to play.
Yeah, and I think also, like, historically, Alex has a pretty good, like, mind for making shows that are at least somewhat varied. Because, like, I don't know about you, but I don't want to go watch the same band play five times in a row, you know, so.
That's what I like about the lineup, because it's different bands on different days. It keeps the vibe going instead of the same old people playing every single day. And then you have locals that play, and absolutely insane.
There have been some very incredible locals on this run. Yes. Yeah.
Soldat.
Soldat.
Half We Choose. Half We Choose played two shows with us. Yeah, they were from the Northeast. Check them out. They're very good bands. But there have been a lot of good bands. It's really cool to see younger bands that are, like, still doing it, because in a world where, you know, so many kids want to be YouTubers or influencers, it takes a lot of effort and a lot of bravery to just pick up a guitar or a drum set or a microphone and sit down and learn it and learn how to get along with people. Because if you're 19 or 20 years old and you're in your first band, half of your high school was on Zoom. You know, you didn't learn how to build those relationships with people. So the fact that kids are still doing it despite, you know, the rise of EDM, where it's, you know, like a single person, or, you know, almost like internet bands. Like, bands are just getting in a garage or a basement and figure it out and have fun with their friends. Like, that's the most important thing, and seeing kids still doing that 20 years after we started doing it is cool shit.
Yeah, I'm so glad that COVID's over and everyone's able to go out and do shows again. I swear, 2020, 2021 were horrible. I thought bands were just gonna not exist anymore because of COVID. But I'm so glad these tours are being announced. You guys are back on the road and getting out there and supporting local bands, because, you know, a lot of big bands, they don't really have locals on shows like they used to back in, like, 2015, 2014 days. So it's good to see locals, because this local that just opened up for you guys, they were insane.
Yeah, they're very good.
I never heard of them until tonight, and they blew me away.
Yeah, tonight was also my first time here.
I was like, holy shit.
I've been around since the beginning, that first EP. I'm making that up, but they were very good.
Yeah, Alex came upstairs, and he was like, well, hopefully everybody doesn't leave.
No, that whole crowd was for them.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's what I like about locals, because everyone still comes out and supports. I mean, you know, it sucks sometimes that the locals bring in a lot of people, but then they leave. Which sucks.
Seems like they've stayed.
Yeah,
it seems like there's been no walkout, which is nice. Which is why we need to put Purging later in the set. No,
so are you guys playing some songs from Wonderland?
Not this time.
Oh!
So the reason we
have an explanation.
Yeah. I hate it. No, I'm just kidding. So the reason being is that our regular drummer, he was not able to join us. He's at home with his wife, who's pregnant with child, right? So basically, we tried to get some drummers that were going to be on this tour with us to fill in, but nobody could do it. So Mike, our guitar player and singer, our other guitar player and singer, is doing drums, strangely enough, for this whole tour. And our friend Frank is filling in on guitar, and that album is a little bit more intricate, you know? So he wasn't going to be able to learn the stuff in time for us to be able to play it in a way that we thought was going to be doing it justice. For
that makes me so sad. I hope you guys tour again around here I can listen to that album.
If it makes it easy on you, my two favorite venues in this country are the Masquerade and the New Brooklyn Tavern. So we'll be back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please, because I was just talking to one band that's asking me what's the best venues in South Carolina. I was like, the New Brooklyn Tavern.
Yeah, we haven't been to the new one yet.
It's awesome.
I've heard. I know Carlin pretty well. He runs the place. We're excited to get down there. We love him. We love that place. And we tried to do it on this tour. It just didn't work out. But the plan is going forward, because we are playing a lot of new stuff. We have two new songs tonight that aren't out yet that we're playing, and we'll continue to be releasing, continue to release new stuff, but we're going to have a pretty balanced set list going forward, where we have some stuff from each era of the band that's going to make everybody happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me. Because that's the album that made me fall in with the band 10, 12 years ago. So.
Well, I'm sorry that we had to disappoint you, but I would rather not play the songs than go up there and play them shitty.
Yeah. I'd rather you guys put on your best performance.
Yeah.
You know, even though it breaks my heart. But it's okay.
Yeah, we'll make it up for it next time.
What's your favorite song off that album?
Up next is The Violence Channel.
Okay.
For Comedians Dead.
All right.
A lot of time ago. Yeah, those I've been jamming those for years, and yeah, I was like, I'm pumped, I'm gonna listen to them today. No. Damn.
If we were gonna do one on this tour, it was gonna be a lifetime ago, but we ran up against the clock because we thought we had a drummer lined up about 2 months before the tour, and unfortunately it just didn't work out, so we were kind of scrambling. And you know, Mike is the other than me, he joined the band the earliest, so he was around for when we were on Sumerian and all of that. So he was way more familiar with those songs, even on drums. So it made it to where we could pick 10 songs, play them well, and be happy.
And Mike writes a lot of the drum stuff, even though he's the clean singer and the other guitar player. Like, not only is he involved in the writing process for what we do on guitar, but he also primarily writes the drum stuff. So he did have a leg up in that aspect, because he was already familiar with how they go, but it's not his primary instrument, so it's like, you know, he's killing it, he's doing a great job, but it is a bigger ask, I think, the way that the drums were done on Wonderland. They're a bit harder.
I feel like that whole album, just the instrumentals, are insane.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised, honestly, but I'm glad
that... The vocals are terrible.
I like the vocals. That's like old school, like vocals back like 2012, when people sounded good. Now, like, nowadays people don't sound like those days anymore, and it's not, I'm so not used to it. Like, I like the old vocals, like old Axel and Xandria vocals. Too bad they're not doing those type of vocals anymore. It's just, it's terrible.
Well, sure as hell I am, because that's the only way I know how to do it. For now.
Yeah, I keep trying to ask him to teach me how to do it. I think he probably knows exactly how to teach me, but he won't. He's just constantly like, I don't know how to explain it to you, dude. I'm convinced that you're just like, I don't want Christian to start doing backup screams, too.
I'm not really concerned about the thought of you doing screams necessarily. It's more about you having a microphone that's live in front of your face.
Yeah.
Will you be the one to say stupid shit? Like,
I mean,
in the microphone?
I think I'd probably say hilarious shit. So, one of the funniest things that's ever happened on tour, or on stage rather, I think, also embarrassing, but he was like, we were playing one of the bigger venues in our hometown, and he was like, hey, like, check the mic for me so that I can stay off stage until everybody starts, and I'll come out and look really cool. And I was like...
You don't have to tell this to people.
It's funny. So I was like, all right, I don't want to do it, but I'll do it, right? So I go over, and my intention was to be like, what are Mario's overalls made out of? Denim. And instead I got nervous, and I guess I thought I did it the right way, but I was told after the show that I went up to the microphone and was like, what are Mario's overalls made out of? Denim. And then I just walked away. Like, so people were just like, that's just a factual statement. That's not even a joke. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Jesus Christ.
So yeah. People wouldn't probably take us seriously at all if I had a mic in front of me on stage.
We're already goofy. We don't need help.
Yeah.
All right, well, I appreciate you guys letting me interview you. Like I said, I've been a fan for over a decade. And to actually see you guys perform live for the first time.
Well, next time
great.
We'll play the songs you like.
Yes.
Sorry, Valen.
Hopefully you like the new ones, too.
I will, sure, but Wonderland has my heart, and I need songs on that.
We'll get there.
Hopefully 2024 or 2025, you guys come back to South Carolina, North Carolina, or Atlanta.
Absolutely.
Please.
Absolutely.
I will never turn down playing in at least two of those places.
New Brooklyn Tavern. Hopefully I'll see you guys there.
We'll be there.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.